What is up, guys? Welcome to Three Geeks Chatting. I'm Nicholas.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Hannah.
And today, we are discussing the topic...
What makes you a gamer?
What makes you a gamer? So let's go ahead and jump right in.
Okay. My notebook over here. So what makes you a gamer? For me, it is... Is it the story mode, or are you a trophy hunter? For me, it's both.
She has like this entire... She has like a notebook that she's just been writing in.
I do.
For this episode.
Yes. I like a good storyline, and then I also like to get the trophies in the storyline because it just makes the game that much better.
If you listen to our intro, episode zero, where we introduced ourselves, we touched on that Hannah is a platinum gamer, where she goes in and she wants to platinum 100% her games, get every achievement possible. But she also does a lot of story games too.
I did not used to be. And then I did one, which was Spider-Man 2. And that changed my whole perspective on the platinum's trophies.
Spider-Man 2 is a good game.
To platinum, it is really good. And it didn't take too long. It took me about 38 hours. Miles Morales only took me 15.
Really?
Yeah, and I started it from the beginning.
I don't think I've ever platinumed a game.
Well, getting the platinum in the game just makes the game, I feel like, that much better. Right. It doesn't add no more content to the game, but it makes it go longer, and you find more stuff that you didn't know that was in there. So, like, for an example, in The Last of Us, you can find the engraved ring, Last of Us Part 2, I believe. You find the engraved ring from the Uncharted series.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it brings more to the game.
So does that mean, would that mean that The Last of Us is in the same universe as Uncharted?
Probably.
Do you think Nathan Drake would survive in The Last of Us?
I think he would.
You think he would?
Yeah, because he's pretty cutthroat in the games himself, and he's going against actual human beings.
I mean, Joel was a construction worker.
Right.
And look how well he did. I mean, up until part two.
Makes me so sad.
I haven't played part two.
Any of it.
I have not beat the part two. I don't know if I want to go through and just finish the story mode because I'm halfway through it, or just delete it and start all over because I'm going to platinum it. So I don't know what I want to do. It's definitely more of a challenge to platinum.
Oh, some of them are just hard. There's one game that you have to have your character, it takes 10 years to get the achievement. Real life years, I think. I don't remember what the game is, but your character pretty much is stuck in a certain spot, and you have to leave them there for 10 years.
Oh, I could do that one.
When I say it adds more to the game, I beat the first Last of Us. It was either 15 or 16 hours. When you start over to the platinum, I looked into it, and I guess a lot of it would probably determine the player. It's like 60 hours just to complete. But you got to go through, and you know, some of the objectives just take a while, and you can't chapter select in that one, so that could be why that would take so long.
Yeah.
But even like Call of Duty, you got to play it on veteran mode, so that's going to take some time. Even though you can chapter select, it's going to take some time. I don't always go for the trophies. Sometimes I just like to sit back and kind of just relax and play Call of Duty, especially zombie modes.
Well, zombie modes are always good.
It stresses me out a little bit.
Especially the new one. The new zombie mode's terrifying.
Oh.
Because you actually like have to unlock your stuff. You have to find it.
Mm-hmm. And every time you die, you lose it. It's just, and then you get like wads of zombies around you. It's not too bad if you're in the light zone or medium, but when you get in the red zone,
I haven't even touched the red
zone. It's terrible. Yeah. I lost all my stuff doing this bag signal challenge. It was just me and two other guys. And I told him I didn't want to lose my stuff. And he's like, nah, we won't. I was like, okay. He was like level 900 and something, prestige or whatever.
Mm.
We lost him. So I went back in, and I thought it would be a good idea. I popped a tombstone.
A tombstone, for anyone who doesn't know, allows you to get your gear back. Mm-hmm. It's a perk.
So I went to the graveyard, found my tombstone, got all of it. And, like, you don't get everything you had. You just get, like, your money and your perks and stuff, but you don't get your guns, your big, your large backpack, or anything like that.
Mm.
So, basically, you're just going back for your money and some perks. I had a crap ton of money because some other players came and helped us out and revived us and dropped me a lot of money. So, I picked it all up, and I thought it would be a good idea to get a car and drive straight to the red zone with nothing to buy all my stuff back.
Oh.
I died. We all died. And I lost all my money. And I bought it, and then I lost it again.
That's what happens with Call of Duty Zombies now.
Yeah.
Fun game. I mean, I don't know. It's very similar to what Helldivers is doing, for anyone wondering.
I do recommend playing it with friends, because I feel like it makes it that much better.
Yeah.
Or get in the regular game chat and just...
scream.
Add random people.
Yeah, just scream at people.
I do sometimes. Huh? And they respond.
Save me! Help! Help!
Was it with you when I text in there? Whoa. Come revive me. Yeah. And they're like, where are you?
We sat there for 15 minutes dead. And we finally got revived. And I think we... No, we did,
but it's not from the same people that asked where we was.
Yeah, we extracted that time. Yeah.
Because when I die, I refuse to leave. Like, I will sit there until someone comes and revives me. But I chat in there, and I'm like, please come get me. So when I'm just sitting down playing for fun, it's almost kind of like a stress reliever to me. You just kind of forget about the day you had and just enjoy playing video games. If it's a good game, it's almost like, if it's a good storyline game, it's almost like you're watching a movie, but you're like the main character.
About the thing you said with the, it's like watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, and this was like elementary, you know, I'm like fourth, fifth grade, you know. I'm talking like this because I haven't gone through puberty yet. And I remember everyone was like, why do you play video games? I'm not going to talk like that the entire time. And they used, but they would ask me, why do I play video games? I was like, why do you read books? You know, I thought this was a really smart answer for being like fourth, fifth grade. They're like, why do you read books? They go, because you're in a story. You're being able to imagine all of it. It's like, I'm doing the same thing. I'm playing one. Like, I feel like I'm more interactive than you are. You're imagining it. I'm making it. I mean.
It is. It gets good enough that you just, you're engrossed.
Oh, yeah, man.
And you just, like, want to finish it.
You get some good ones, too. You get some good stuff.
You do. Storylines. I'm a big storyline fan. I play a lot of storylines. Yeah. I underestimated a Lego game for the Platinum. I will not ever do that again.
You'd be surprised on what some games want you to do. Some of them be the easiest thing ever. And then there's that one mission. Mm. There's that one achievement that you need to platinum that's like, kill 500,000 Legos. What? That's not an actual thing. This is an example.
Yeah, so
there's
like...
something crazy.
A trophy in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, you have to kill 50,000 zombies.
Whew.
So you're going to be sitting there a while till you get that done.
What about gaming to you?
Yeah. Why do you like the game?
I like stories. I like to do the RPG ones. Like, my favorite one is called Dragon Age. And I like all of those. There's three of them. They've got progressively better and better. And then also my first one was Knights of the Republic.
That's a good game.
Which I have played many, many times.
That one. That's a solid game. I went back and looked at it past like 2 years, and it still holds up. Like, you'd be surprised.
I need to try that one. I've never tried it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be redoing it, like remastering it.
What do you play it on?
PC.
I had it on Xbox, the original Xbox.
So yeah. I could get it on mine.
Should be able to, yeah. Should be able to.
I like my Xbox, and there's games on there that I want to play, but I'm in this platinum phase, and it really makes me mad that you can't platinum on the Xbox.
You don't get platinum stuff, but you can still complete all of the achievements.
Yeah, I know, but I don't get anything.
I mean, that's true. You don't get
anything. And you don't see the nice, beautiful trophy that shows up in the corner that you put blood, sweat, and tears into. And it doesn't show up on anything. Like, you can get on my profile right now and see how many trophies I have. I have, like, 337, something like that altogether. It's not that many, but I had more since I started my trophy. I got a lot more since I started my trophy hunt. Since last year, I've advanced 74 levels in my trophies.
You should probably get a trophy for having to restart the game because you had to do other real life stuff for so long that you absolutely cannot remember how to play the game.
Didn't you do that with God of War recently?
Yeah, I gotta redo that again.
Have you beat Ragnarok yet?
Have you beat the first one?
I think I beat the first one. So I beat the original ones. I haven't beat the newest one. Kratos is older. I've beat the ones where Kratos is young.
The Norse mythology one she hasn't done.
I love Kratos.
I have it on my list to platinum God of War and then Ragnarok. And apparently, I watched some videos on it, and you have to go through all 9 realms and beat, I guess, I don't remember what they were called, but the main guys in the 9 realms.
The Valkyrie?
Yeah.
It is the Valkyries. I think you got to kill all 9 Valkyries in each realm. I also like that you can play any style you want.
Oh, yeah, especially those open world ones, like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, we need to play that.
Grand Theft Auto 5. I got that on my PC. I got that on every system.
Nick's like, download on your Xbox and we'll play.
And I forgot.
The game's grown dust.
Yeah.
I'm not good at racing games.
Grand Theft Auto's not.
Yeah.
It's Grand Theft Auto. There's literally cars in it.
Yeah, but it's not a racing game. It's more of a shooter.
I'm not good at driving vehicles in games, period, because I try to play the Batman game.
Arkham Knight?
Yeah, where you're having to, like, do all this stuff because the Riddler's sitting there taunting you the whole time. And my friend let me play it on his because I didn't have it yet. And he's laughing his butt off at me because I am crashing the Batmobile into the wall so much. And I'm like, Bruce Wayne's got insurance. And about the 15th time, I'm like, just get me out of this tunnel. I have gotten motion sickness or like claustrophobia from those Batman games. So I'm really careful with those. I got stuck in some duct work.
You guys had mentioned your guys' favorite games. Hannah was The Last of Us, top tier. Stacy was is the Dragon Age games. Which funny story? I feel really bad about this still. When I was in sixth or seventh grade, and Dragon Age came out for the first time, the first one. My friend had a Mass Effect code, but he had no online. He didn't have online access to redeem the Mass Effect armor. Mm. And so I convinced him to give it to me, and I redeemed it for myself. And then a week later, because it expired in 2 weeks, a week later he got internet and could have redeemed it, but I had already redeemed it. I still feel bad about it. I was an awful friend when I was in middle school.
Should probably send him a gift card.
I should just send him a gift card. Sorry for redeeming Mass Effect armor and Dragon Age.
Was he mad at you?
No, because he's the one who gave it to me. But the reason I feel bad is because I feel like I had manipulated him into giving it to me.
Gotcha.
And that's why I feel bad. I think because I was like, man, look, it's just going to go to waste. You don't have internet. Are you going to get it anytime soon? I don't remember the full conversation, but that's kind of how I imagined I was like. I wasn't the greatest friend. And,
you should probably send him a gift card. Yeah,
send him a gift card. Sorry, I sucked as a friend. I made some of my friends cry by accident. I was a mean child. It wasn't like on purpose either. Another was like we'd get rowdy, and I would accidentally get a little too rough. I was a big guy. I mean, out of all my friends, I've always been like 100 pounds more than them. So it was all accidental. I mean, I'm 6'4". You know, I weigh 280 pounds right now. I will say, though, Last of Us, Dragon Age, my favorite game.
I'm going to guess.
Go for it.
Kingdom Hearts.
It is Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
My favorite game.
Those are so hard.
The most proudest items that I have, my the things that I love the most in this house, besides my wife and my cats, might I asterisk that, that my wife and my cats, you know, I love them the most, but the most, my favorite items in this house, besides my wedding ring and anything wedding that might put my foot in my mouth.
He doesn't wear his wedding ring very often.
No, I can't. I can't wear it to, I can't wear it to work. So it, I forgot to put it on. I forgot to put mine on. Is I have keyblades. I have keyblades hanging up in my living room. Like, do you know how cool that is to me?
You can have four if you buy some more of those things.
I got to get more hooks and hang them all up.
We have lightsabers hanging up, too.
Yeah, but the keyblades are cooler, in my opinion.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
I might one of these days.
See, now he owes me a gift card.
If I owed everyone a gift card for me saying something mean,
wait,
I would be poor and I would have to sell my house.
You got me gift cards, so is that a sign?
No, that just means I like you.
Okay.
Yeah. I bought you a gift card. I bought you.
You're watching our kittens.
I know. I was just, you know, just wanted to make sure, you know.
You and my brother, I just randomly buy stuff for.
That's true.
Without a reason. Like, I don't know. I mean, I buy you stuff too, but you don't really count. Because you're my wife.
One of these days, maybe. I'll think about it. I might add Kingdom Hearts to my platinum list.
It'd be a rough one.
It would. It really would. That's why I still think about it.
Especially the first one. The first one is insane. After you beat the game or finish worlds, mm-hmm. if you go back at a certain point, you find more bosses. And they're 10 times harder. And they're known to be challenging. Kingdom Hearts is like, if you know what Demon Souls is or Dark Souls, Kingdom Hearts rivals that, in my opinion. I've never played Demon Souls. Dark Souls 1 was pretty rough, but I think Kingdom Hearts is kind of like the equivalent of Dark Souls. Maybe Dark Souls 2. Dark Souls, because Demon Souls and Dark Souls are two of the harder Souls games. Maybe Dark Souls 2 it would rival, because they get easier as you go on, in my opinion.
What makes it not my top, it's still a good game, it's just not my top, is it doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah, I know.
So how am I supposed to know what the creator wanted me to do?
So the way it works,
you know what I'm saying?
Especially the first one's
beat
really,
it with the key.
Then I feel like a cheater because I have to Google guides. And that's not how you're supposed to get through a game.
The first one's really bad with it.
I do stuff all the time.
I'll sit there for hours, and then I'll be like, I just gotta Google.
The first one's really bad with that, in my opinion. However, it's worth it.
Especially Alice in the Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland was...
I can't even.
Did you ever get Pinocchio?
No, I'm still on Alice in the Wonderland.
Okay, Pinocchio... So Alice in Wonderland's not as bad as Pinocchio. It's my least favorite world. Is the whale. Giant space whale that eats you in that game.
Like, I could at least, you know, every once in a while maybe get hints or, like, a normal game, make conversation and kind of throw hints in as you go. Like, I think there should just be a little direction.
I think... So, one of the things you really got to watch for that game is what they tell you in the cutscenes. Or where the characters go, like walk off in the cutscene. Like when one of the characters leave in the cutscene, you see where they kind of the direction they go. Go that direction because it'll continue.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only hint I can really give. It's been a while since I played the first one. My favorite Kingdom Hearts one out of all of them is the second one because it has the longest prologue. The prologue to the first one is like, I think it took me like 3 hours to beat before it got into the main game. But it was such a good prologue. Like the story that the prologue's telling you is so good. And I won't spoil it for you. But it's one of those where it gets, and if you haven't played Kingdom Hearts, you need to try it or watch it. You can watch people play it. I mean, it is still a huge game. There's so many of them. I'm not saying to play all of them, but the first, second ones are worth playing for sure. And I don't really care if you play the rest of them. Just watch them. Watch the cutscenes. I don't know. First, second, and third ones, though, are phenomenal.
If you don't want to play a game that has no instructions and you don't not sure about it, I would probably watch the video first.
Because I
bought the whole bundle, and I bought them all, and I'm still on the first one.
They're like 50 to 60 hour games. Some of them reach 72 hours. In the bundles you got, you can't play all of them. Some of them you can only watch the cutscenes to, because these games came out. I want to say
a long
like,
time ago.
They still come out. They started in the 2000s. But Kingdom Hearts is the reason I became so obsessed with video games. Kingdom Hearts was the game that got me to be a gamer.
I'm 22 years old.
Yeah. March
that's 20. The year I came out. I was born.
2002 was the first Kingdom Hearts game.
That's the day Hannah came out.
Yes.
She was released. That's the year she was released. So Kingdom Hearts.
And then you got the, you know, 0.5.
There's just so many.
They reduce so many different, which, I mean, it's a good game. I really do enjoy Kingdom Hearts because I played it. I don't know if I finished it. It's probably one of those I'd get the little title of needs to replay from the beginning because I got busy.
The way the games work, if you don't know, is you have all the games that were released. Then they came out and they did Kingdom Hearts 1.5, 2.5, and then 2.8. And the reasons they did that is so they could release all of the games that have ever been made into 3 discs. Each disc has 3 games on it. 2.8 has one game that had never been that hadn't been released. It was brand new. They had a mobile phone app that was actually canon to the world. There's a lot of good stuff with Kingdom Hearts. Definitely recommend looking into it to see if it's your type of game. It is an RPG type style where you don't get to choose what you say or nothing like that, but you do have stats and you equip things and you have XP, stuff like that. You have levels. What makes you a gamer? What makes me a gamer is going into these games, especially space games like Kingdom Hearts, is the wonder of escaping reality. And the older I got, the more I realized I want to escape reality. So I love these games. Still do.
I started on Best of My Memory on Battlefront 2 for the PlayStation 2.
Oh.
Favorite.
That's a good one.
Good game. One of my favorites. And then it jumped to the Wii. And because our PlayStation broke. And then we got a 4. And we got it with the Uncharted Thieves In bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Solid game. Good game.
Never played the Uncharted games. I played the first one. Never beat it.
So, the first one, I have all the Uncharted games except for the one on the Vita. Because I don't have the Vita. But I have...
No one has the Vita no more.
No. But I have... I might want to Google these, make sure I'm telling you in the right order. Let me see if I can get this. Drake's Fortune. Among Thieves. This is the second one. If I can get these first three, I know I got it. So Drake's Fortune. Second, Among Thieves. Drake's Deception.
Yep.
And then... I'm not looking.
I'm blocking.
Then we have Thieves End. The fourth one.
Are you skipping the Vitas?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't have the Vitas, so I don't know.
Okay,
the
Vita. Yeah,
you're good.
I was going to say... So, A Thieves In, and then Lost Legacy.
Yep.
So
you know there's one on Android?
Yeah, Fortune Hunter on Android.
No.
Yeah. Right before Lost Legacy.
So, I never played the Vita or the one. So, we started with A Thieves In. That's the first Uncharted game we started with.
Really?
Yeah, because it came with the bundle.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember sitting there watching my brother play it, and we just sit there and watch because it has a storyline. It was very good. So then Lost Legacy came out. He didn't want to play it for some reason. he told me I could play it. So I played it and really good game. So we went back and got the other three. I'm not as big a fan as the older ones, as the newer one. And it could just because I started out with the new one. I don't know. But all of them all are actually really good games.
I remember the original Modern Warfare 3. Got it for Christmas. I was so pumped to get on it. Popped it in my Xbox. I'm like, oh, it's got to be great. There's no wait time because you have to install everything at this point in my life like they do now.
Why do they do that?
And I remember sitting down, had my controller in my hand. I'm like, I'm going to do this. It's going to be phenomenal. Because I was still a small child who hadn't gone through puberty. Again, still haven't.
Why are we talking about your puberty?
I don't know, because it's why I had a high-pitched voice. I mean, I don't know. I have a pretty high-pitched voice anyways. But, so I'm sitting there holding the controller like, yeah, let's do this. I popped it in, I clicked on the game, and the game was messed up. Back then, you could get failed discs where the discs were corrupted from creation, and they wouldn't work. And I had to wait an additional week, because it took 30 minutes to get anywhere, and the nearest GameStop was 30 minutes away. And my mom and dad were like, I don't want to drive up there. As an adult, I'm like, I don't blame you. I probably still would have as an adult if I got a new game and it didn't work. I would probably drive those 30 minutes.
I would. Yeah. I'd be mad.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't know how old I was when that game released. I was young.
I was playing Destiny with my cousin today and I kept losing her. She's like, where'd you go? She's like, you're running so fast. I'm like, sorry.
Go faster.
I was like, pick the pace up.
Start playing that song from Sonic.
Gotta go fast.
And we're canceled.
All right.
Yeah. So, see, when I play with you or something, you know, we're always right there together. I don't.
That or I lose you and I'm just running around the map. That happens.
Yeah. He's like, where are you? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm over here doing this with this arrow.
There's a wall.
Where are you? He's like, I can't get through. And I'm like, every time I play Destiny, though, I will always want sushi.
Sushi all the time.
All the time.
I always want sushi anyways. Love sushi.
I know, but...
You want to go get sushi after this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to that new place.
Yeah. Have you been to that new place?
What do you think? What do you got? You got anything else for the topic?
Nope. Other than if you guys have any more thoughts.
I mean, I'm not a video game gamer. I do play video games. I enjoy video games. But like I said, I get busy if they're too long.
She likes to watch them more than play them.
I like to. I love watching like Markiplier and Jack and everybody. And so I like playing them, but I can't play them all the way through because then life happens or I'm watching him play it because he's playing the same time as me. And then it's so long, I don't remember how to play or what I'm doing in this room. Like, why am I in this room with all these magical artifacts? Like, what am I supposed to do with them?
Baldur's Gate 3 is a good example.
I need to finish Baldur's Gate. I hated this one spot. And I'm like, please just get me out of this cave. I hate it. Get me out of it. And I still haven't gone back and played it.
You know what I hate? The Alone Mission and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
I don't know what, so because you didn't play the original, I don't know what the Alone Mission was for you. The Alone Mission for me was your sniper in a field trying to get away after you shot someone. It didn't kill him. It was like this leader of the terrorist group. And you're trying to escape from him in the field, and there's just you and another person. And it's one of the tedious missions because you got to stealth a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rough.
So, for me, I'll make it 10 times worse. You get shot, I think, in the arm. And you have no gun. And you get thrown into this town, I don't remember what it was called. And you got a bunch of people that are looking for you, surrounded. And you have to sneak through this whole entire city, like, across the map. And get out. And not be seen. You can be seen. You gotta find weapons, and you gotta kind of throw bottles different directions you find, and you can eventually run across a gun and pick it up, but when you fire it, look out, because they all know where you're at. To get a trophy in that, you have to do it and not fire one
bullet.
So I hadn't got the trophy in that yet.
I would love to do that mission just to try it.
I have it. Come over and do it.
Yeah,
because it's ridiculous. I hate it. I got almost done. I mean, I was in the creek swimming where I needed to go, crying. I was so happy. I wasn't literally crying. Almost.
She was probably close.
I was close. I'm talking an hour to fall on this one mission. My game glitches, and I get stuck halfway out the creek, and I can't get out of it. So I literally had to abandon the mission and start it all over.
Man.
And now I regret ever having to go back and play that again. And I know I'm going to have to, and I already regret it. And I can't even shoot. Yeah. It's so hard. It's dark. It's black. You can't really see.
I'm going to hate it.
It's terrible. And the entirety of missions of Call of Duty, that was my least favorite.
Man. That one sounds worse than the one I'm talking about.
I would rather be on a field with a sniper.
Yeah.
Than sneaking through a city.
At least you can see in the one I'm talking about. It's not nighttime. It's just like a cloudy day.
I'm all for stealth because I can do pretty good stealth. But, I mean, every time you turn around, someone's sitting right there. And you need to go that direction and you can't. I mean, you can run around. You can find a knife and run around and take them out with knives. It's just a lot harder.
I love that game Splinter Cell for stealth stuff.
Oh, that was a good one.
I love Splinter Cell. Yeah. And also Stealth and Batman.
Stealth and Batman's pretty good, too.
I feel like if you're playing Batman, it just has to be stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there and just stand on top of a gargoyle and wait for the thing to just drop down and pick him up and then just...
Yeah.
Well, guys, got anything else you want to add?
Nope.
No. Well... Yeah, I think you guys want to plug any of your content where you guys create stuff.
I stream video games on Twitch, and my name is The Purple Nerd 21. I think about that for a second.
Stacey?
I'm the Awkward Coop One on TikTok. I make D&D content, little like skits to music and stuff. I'm eventually going to be doing a. What's it called? Instagram, and I will probably be doing YouTube eventually with it.
Two Geeks Gaming on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok. You can find me on Instagram through the same thing. I don't post a lot. Pretty much if you type in Two Geeks Gaming, you'll find something of mine, because that's what I am across the board. Not on any of my game systems where I play video games. I'm not Two Geeks Gaming on that. Just all the stuff that I post content on is 2Geeks Gaming. But that's all we got, guys. Thank you all so much for listening, for watching. Wherever you find your podcast, we really appreciate you guys joining. I hope you guys have a beautiful day, night, evening, afternoon, whatever time you are listening to this podcast. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Hi.